to the Weekly Discover.
Yeehaw.
My name is JD Myers.
I am Chris Morley, and with us today, two special returning guests.
Tristan Gleason.
Zach Mustafa.
Now, before we unleash your wonderful fucking personalities on the air.
On the air.
What are we doing here, Chris?
We are doing Release Radar number 21. 21, 21, 21 is the knife. We've done it. We have an interchanging playlist from both JD and my Release Radar playlist.
Yeah, we're going back and forth.
Yep, we'll go through.
Duel.
Duel. We're going to decide whether it's as good as Yu-Gi-Oh!
Or Beyblade.
Or Beyblades.
Let it rip.
Let it rip.
Let it rip.
Oh, man. Hell yeah. Americanized anime. It's my shit. All right, now, guys, tell us what you're about. This is the first time having two members of one band on our cast.
Oh, really?
It's an honor. Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're about. Give us the rundown.
Go ahead.
Man, well, as far as me, I like to play video games. I smoke way too much pot.
Nice.
And
ganja.
That's about it. Really, that's all I do.
You're the perfect vocalist.
For me, you know, I mean, you guys already know what I do, but yes, I'll go ahead and
for the
repeat
listeners.
It.
Yeah, for listeners, they don't know.
Well, I'm the drummer of Gradual Slip.
Yeah.
I don't smoke weed.
I don't do that.
I'm trying to quit smoking cigarettes. I don't drink beer either.
You did.
So you could say I'm going towards like the straight edge.
It's like partial straight edge.
Partial.
Like not
partial.
Quite there, but almost.
You did walk in with two cigarettes in your mouth. And a
I'm just bumming. I'm just bumming them off for my mother.
Thanks to the Siggy's mom.
And she was like telling me before I left to come here. She was like, "Just buy your own cigarettes. I keep having to buy more."
Is that what your mom says? Because
no.
I know it's not.
No, it's not.
That's
what
I smoke them, mom. Trying to take over the United States of America.
You sound like, what's her name? Rita from Power Rangers.
I'm Rita Repulsa. I will destroy you, Tommy.
Jesus.
This kind of sounds like Yzma when she turns into a cat.
Oh, God.
I'm a cat now.
Did you guys ever see the live-action Power Rangers one that came out a few years ago, the edgy one?
I watched about 10 minutes of it, and I shot it off.
They killed the autistic kid. Spoilers.
Wait, what?
Well, I'm definitely glad I shut it off now.
Yeah.
I have to go back and revisit this.
They had like one strong minority, and he had Asperger's, and they killed him.
What the fuck?
Dude,
they did bring him back to life. Bryan Cranston did that.
Not one of the Power Rangers? The Power Rangers killed him and didn't even bring him back to life.
No, he was a Power Ranger.
Oh. He so they killed one of the round.
Actually, Rita Repulsa hung him.
Right,
yeah.
This is edgy.
He was the
blue.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that
What's
was his favorite
name?
Color.
Billy
Madison.
It's called
Adam
right?
Sandler movie.
Yes, it was.
Yes,
I think his name was Rayman.
Rayman. Dustin Hoffman. Yeah. Oh, reprised his role for Power Rangers.
Yeah, isn't he like
Ranger.
A dick now?
Probably.
I don't know. I heard some bad shit about him earlier.
You're already making hot takes. Like, yeah, Dustin Hoffman's an asshole. I don't know why, but I'm saying it on recording.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, fuck you, Dustin Hoffman.
He's like listening to this podcast. He's like, well, fuck these guys too. Shut this shit off quicker than Power Rangers.
What did I ever do
Not
to
even
them?
10 minutes. I'm going to give the first song. Get these guys off.
Jeez. Well, you guys are releasing a demo soon, aren't you?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Just waiting on the masters, man. Once we get those, we'll just... Drop it like it's hot.
Will it be on Spotify?
Yes.
Can we put it on our release radar? And be like, I've never heard of these guys. Let's give them a chance.
This is band Gradual Slip.
Yeah, don't mistake us between us and
Granite
State.
I'm just
going to
play
Granite State.
State.
Yeah.
we do it a lot to each other and to... Boys in Granite State.
The GS
well.
Boys, the GameStop kids.
GameStop kids.
The gorilla shitbirds.
That's right.
We Zach and I, we actually saw Granite State recently at a VFW in Virginia.
Yeah.
And I was telling JD, it was a brand new experience for me because I'd never been to a hardcore show where the set got paused so someone could do a speech about Pearl Harbor.
Oh man.
That happened.
It did happen. There were two moments of silence. And the first one was ruined by Nacon because you could hear the glass light in his water.
and then there was that pedal case.
Yeah,
with like the handle that
just like quiet
dropped.
And out of nowhere, it just went. Like, nobody
really?
Touched it. It just happened. It's just a commie.
It was the ghost of Pearl Harbor.
It's the yeah. ghost of Pearl Harbor's past.
Mm. I wanted to fart the whole time.
Just rip ass.
Just rip ass.
That's me during like most events, honestly.
Yeah.
I
the speech was very thoughtful, though.
It was a very well done speech. Yeah, the guy really had his words together. He was passionate about patriotism.
It was relevant.
It was
we should know that it was December 7th.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was on the anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
So, and we were at a VFW, so. I shouldn't have been surprised. And it was actually really thought out. It was well done. And we clapped. And
everyone started throwing down.
I was saying, and then it was like, all right. And on that note, open up this fucking thing.
I think it was that band, Crafter.
Yeah, they were
They were dope. I love those guys.
The bands were running sound, though, because the promoter did not hire a sound person.
Gotta love when that happens.
Gotta have your own sound, dude.
It was tragic. Nakon was like trying to set up the sound for himself. He like had his guitar plugged in. He was like setting up the sound.
And he was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I should have researched this. Why didn't they prepare me?
Oh my god.
I already knew that the whole like organization of that show was going to be awful.
Your previous experiences.
I know the promoter. I'm not going to, you know,
fuck
say her name. But, you know, nah.
She caught you and made you pay.
She did. Me and Morley was like, yo, we didn't pay. We're good. So we were just going to see, you know, Granite State, and then we were thinking about just, like, eating food and then dipping out, you know, but then we decided to stay, and then for some reason we went out in front, and then she saw me. She was like, oh, hey, are you staying? I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
she
of course.
Was like, oh,
yeah.
Did you pay? I was like, oh, no, not yet.
Caught red-handed. You know? You just dug yourself into that one.
Yeah, that was
immediately. I literally saw.
And then I thought you left. I thought you already went out.
Nah,
and then I saw
you across
like,
the way, and I was yeah. like, my wholesome self. I walked up behind you, and I was like, I also would like to pay for this. And she's like, oh, sick, thanks. Fucking, god damn it.
Took that. Like, you think it's so easy? Put on a show yourself.
Yeah. Ah!
But actually, though. I'm going to put a basement show on.
I'm thinking about doing a basement show.
While Ryan's sleeping. You were telling me about that.
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, my basement's pretty big.
Basement shows are lit.
I stand by my claim. Don't go into having a show at your house and expect to have everything there in the condition that it's in.
True.
Like, it might be a great show. It might be legendary, but I'm punching a hole in your wall first thing.
I mean, I can fix the hole in your wall. I have no problem.
This is true. But you can't fix the holes in Tim's wall.
Yeah, you're right.
You can make Brady do it.
They already did it without me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tim O'Connell always seems to be going through some health issues when he plays the Granite State. The first show, he was passing kidney stones. And we can skip through that. Whatever. What was this opening track?
Yeah. This is Easing Down by Eddie Roberts.
This is a long-ass track. I didn't realize we've been going.
Me either. I thought this was the live version.
How long is this?
We got 3 more minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a jam.
Abrupt stopping now, though.
Yeah, because I want to get into this next music.
Yeah, we got to get into this.
We got to get into the tracks here.
Yes, actually get into the actual meat of the show. Sorry about that. It's easy to get sidetracked.
Yeah, it's a great, great song. We're having fun, but
let's
try to listen to these tracks.
Yeah, right.
Let's rip some fucking Band-Aids, boys.
All right.
This is Lost My Phone by Blue Stabe.
Blue Stabe.
I feel that.
Lost My Phone.
I believe that's how you pronounce it. I never know.
This is going to be
at first, I literally thought someone's phone was ringing. Because I'm just like, what?
Oh, but you lost it.
You took the headphone off. Who the fuck's interrupting this?
Who didn't silence their phone?
I'm sorry?
He said, who didn't silence their phone?
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
You got to enunciate.
He lives and works in Paris and Berlin. That's pretty cool. Neo-soul and jazz-induced epic. How they describe the record.
It's nice, relaxed, laid back.
Yeah, this song gets my weed smoking stamp of approval.
Yes.
For sure.
Oh,
for
wow.
sure.
For fucking sure.
He released an album in 2015 that I was super into called Roto Kiar. It's really, really good. So this is new, honestly.
Yeah.
Lost My Phone came out.
What?
2 days ago.
Hell yeah. Release Radar 21.
I'm hoping this next album is going to be good.
What do you find yourself doing when you're listening to tracks like this? I know your answer, Tristan.
Smoking weed.
Just sitting on on the couch with my dog, Boris. Just chilling.
Reading. Boris is the only dog I know that's torn an ACL. How does a dog even do that?
He's practicing his spins.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
He's practicing his spins, man.
He's much better by now. So that's good. His leg still hurts every now and then, but he's doing good.
He's a big boy. I feel like this is great. Like, this is my Overwatch music.
Sure.
Which is ridiculous because the music is so calm and then it's just absolute chaos on my screen.
See, anytime I'm playing video games, I'm just listening to old school metalcore.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. That's my go-to.
You're like old school metalcore, like Miss May I?
Younger boy. What do you qualify as old school?
Well, I guess it would be like All That Remains. You know.
Shadows Fall.
As Only Dying, Shadows Fall. Okay. Yeah.
Kill Switch.
Yeah.
So like exactly. Classic. Okay. Classic.
Yeah.
Metalcore. Okay. Cool.
True
cool.
Classic. Okay. Cool. I respect it.
Exactly. Because it brings
like
me back
attack,
to like.
Attack's third.
Record. No. It just brings me back to like fifth and sixth grade, just like playing Halo 3.
We just got
playing Harness like 4. Modern Warfare 2.
Yep.
Takes me back to fifth grade, that CD that Chris bought when he was in his sophomore year of high school.
Yep.
Hell
fifth
yeah.
Grade.
That's what happens.
This is true. Aging happens.
It does. It is a thing.
And it sucks.
I was playing Spyro the Dragon in fifth grade, and you were playing Halo 3.
I was. I was. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Damn.
Spyro was when I was a baby. Like, I was literally a baby.
Spyro Shit. Baby.
I'm a Spyro baby.
Spyro, you're the dragon. All right, that was Blue Stave. Lost my phone. I'm saving it because...
It's very chill.
It's chill.
Mellow vibes. Yeah.
I did save it as well. Hip hop, lo-fi beats to come to.
Yep.
Trademark Thomas Neugebauer. I did not make that.
Shit.
I feel like this track might not be too far left. It's probably within the same lane. This is a new track. This is Smoke by Bad Rabbits and Remy Banks.
Oh, nice. Did you bring a track last week called Who Got the Smoke?
A couple weeks ago, I got Who Want the Smoke by Lil Yachty. Come closer, wanna pull. I fucking love Bad Rabbits. I actually found them from this podcast, so if I got anything out of it,
oh, yeah.
I got their music's so good. They're like,
I'm waiting for Shakira to pop up.
Shakira's she's in trouble right now.
She's in mad trouble.
She's really? Getting charged for tax evasion in Spain.
Oh shit!
Yeah. And I was saying earlier this morning, the easiest way to get down to it is to just interrogate her hips.
Yes, exactly.
You just ask.
I have it on good authority that they don't lie.
And she just won like another award or something like that too. Fuck. Previously, before this came out. In other news, do you want any news items? Do you guys have any news?
That was my big one.
News? I don't have any news actually.
Mustafa, got anything?
Nothing going on.
Nah.
Sad obituary here. The bassist of O Sleeper, Lucas Starr, passed away.
Oh geez, I did see that.
That was like what, last week?
Yeah.
How did he pass away?
I'm not sure.
Let's find out. It might not be released yet. It's up to the family.
Right.
Yeah. I know that they held out for a while with the guy from All That Remains, I think.
Yeah.
When he passed away, because they found him on his property or whatever.
Well, now they were saying that his wife, his widow, might be a suspect, yeah.
Because I know that she was sick. Well, she had come out with a statement basically saying that he had an undiagnosed mental illness. And apparently, you know, bipolar had been in his family for generations before. What she claimed was he was self-medicating and, you know, something went wrong. But I mean, his body was found in the lake.
Yeah. We could talk about the Cannibal Corpse guitarist.
Ooh.
Know about Cannibal Corpse?
Let me pull up here so I don't mess anything up. I don't think much info has been put out. But, yeah.
This happened also last week.
Yeah, that's
he, like, broke into someone's house.
Broke into someone's house.
But once again, it was another...
And I think he, like, charged the cops with a knife.
Yep.
And
his house was on fire.
Yeah.
This seems...
like, story. You see a picture or a video of him with a suicide prevention vest. Shit's crazy.
Once again, fucking a testament to how the music industry takes care of its people when it comes to mental health. I know that's a big platform for you and your music, Tristan.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, and I mean, the whole story is kind of all over the place because every report, it's still all the same reports that just basically have those little tidbits of information, but they don't go into anything else, and I'm sure that they're still investigating and figuring everything out, but...
It's very sad.
It's unfortunate, you know?
And of course, with any of these situations, the first thing a lot of people do is make memes. The memes are funny.
Yeah.
You gotta
yeah.
admit all, you gotta acknowledge all ends of these kind yeah. of things.
And people deal with, you know, shit like this in different ways. You know? Yeah. Some yeah. people might be making a joke to make themselves feel better. Some people are just pricks and they want to make jokes.
Yeah.
You know? I'm really just like, it's sad. And I don't want to make jokes. I'm just, how the fuck do you get from lighting your house on fire to charging police? Like, what happened?
Well, okay, so if I'm remembering Holy exactly, shit. House was on fire. He broke into neighbor's house. Neighbor gets freaked out.
Yeah.
Calls cops. And then, you know, he comes at them with a knife. So I guess that's, I mean, that's all I could get out of the articles Jesus. That I read.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something going on with him mentally. I don't know. Probably, yeah. maybe he did some drugs or something. Who knows? Yeah.
You might have just like a breakdown.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, that shit happens a lot.
Yeah.
Your house on fire.
You don't hear it. You don't hear about it. Yeah.
He might have set his house on fire.
Well, and the other thing is Could a lot be. Of people wonder, oh, well, where did he go wrong? You know? And then they ask those questions when it's after something horrible like this.
It's never know? Preventative.
Right.
Yeah. It's always after the fact.
Right.
Well, now you also have the mainstream media. You know, they're just targeting the,
oh, they're tearing apart
the metal
scene,
now. Death yep. metal heads and everything like that. You know, it's just like, oh,
it's
they're
the opportunity.
Bad people. They're bad yep. people. They right. do drugs, blah, blah, blah.
Devil's music.
You got to take yeah. the opportunity.
Yeah.
yeah.
Where the Anything? New caravan coming up from? I mean, let's not make that. I shouldn't make that. That. I should not make that.
Oh, boy.
That distinction there. That.
Jeez. Insert disc scratch. You might be wondering how I got here.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Government likes to take opportunities to
yeah.
any scapegoat they can. Look,
yep. Oh yeah.
To not focus on the real.
Anything
problems.
To add to their agenda.
Indeed.
Yes. Just to flip the story.
My NSA agent just texted me and said, "Chill out."
So, in a better, brighter news, Offset tweeted this past week, "Fuck y'all. I miss Have Heart."
Damn.
Really?
I feel like that's shopped.
It's gotta be.
Because he did have another tweet that said, "Fuck y'all, I miss Cardi." Which everybody was like laughing at. They're like, "What do you mean, fuck us? You cheated on her." Like, we didn't, the public didn't break you guys up. Like, you literally put your dick in someone else. God damn it.
I'm gonna
wait, wasn't there a video where he came on stage to surprise her and then brought out like a whole bunch of stuff? He's like, "Take me back, Cardi." Came out with a bouquet full of flowers and
shit. I
don't
doubt it.
There's a video. I saw it earlier today.
I bet Cardi rejected his ass.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
How'd you,
I saved before? Smoke.
You saved
by
Smoke?
Bad Rabbits.
Smoke?
Just because I like Bad Rabbits. That's not their best track, I will yeah. say.
It is jamming, though.
I'll have to look more into them.
It's a good one.
I did like that.
Oh, you took the explicit.
Ooh, I did. Week. The explicit crown. Barely. Barely. Because nice. Your next track has it, too.
Yep.
Ooh.
While Zach's doing a little research here, I'm going to kick off this next one.
Let's get it started.
This is Glass Gloss by Ocean Grove.
I have no idea who this is.
Never heard of them.
Ocean Grove?
Mm-mm.
We have listened to them on the pod before.
Yeah?
They are from Australia.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Melbourne, to be specific.
Nice.
Yeah, I found the video, by the way.
I found the video? All right, so what's happening in this video here?
Okay, so Offset tells people, that like has people like bring out like carts, I think what looks like cake? Or just boxes
with words on it.
"Take me back, Cardi." She looks, and then Offset
Get
comes
the
up from the side of the stage with the fucking flowers.
Damn.
I mean, I think he's doing a speech. And she, nah, she's not having it.
No,
she's not having it. She's not having it. Look.
Fuck yeah, Cardi.
Oh my god.
You don't need no man.
That's like, so embarrassing.
Why did you come on this stage?
I mean, why would you do that?
Why isn't that at the top of "Or Watch People Die Inside"? That could easily be the top pose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steal it. Clean choruses.
Yeah.
It definitely feels like very early 2000s vocally.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
That's definitely been like the resurgence recently. Of course, he's rapping.
Yep.
There's the 2000s there. Why does this song sound like it belongs in like Need for Speed?
Oh, right. It definitely does.
Yeah.
Like, Need for Speed Underground
plays right after Residence.
Fuck this shit!
Someone likes Drew York.
Yeah, I was about to say.
They're throwing in some tropes here.
Yeah. Spicing it up.
They're getting kind of weird.
Yeah.
Getting weird with it. How long these boys been around?
I do like this chorus a lot, though.
It feels kind of like early Linkin Park-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't hate it because I love early Linkin Park.
Yeah.
I really like that chord change right there.
Yeah, me too.
That's kind of what I didn't like. The first time I listened to it, I was like, the vocals are kind of like, I don't know about it, but it is like it grows.
Yeah,
it
no, it definitely, well. Definitely does.
Nah.
No, it doesn't. I was like, no, it doesn't.
Like, it's all right, I suppose.
I mean, I like the chorus.
Hell yeah. I was going to throw a nasty ass breakdown into it.
This part's dirty.
I mean, the riffs are nasty.
Yeah, the riffs are nasty.
Riff City, bitch. It's in Australia.
So these guys are an Australian band?
They're not in Melbourne. I think they're up there. I think they should be up there.
Confirmed for us.
Is their name? Ocean Road. Are they not up there?
Oh, sweet.
Alright, cool.
Yeah. That was Glass Gloss.
No, I didn't. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna save it though. I might keep an eye out for more releases.
Maybe
from
if it. I listen to it a couple more times, maybe it'll grow onto me more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a fungus. Know.
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that. You looked me in the eye and said that like I was stupid. Like, yeah, just like
just
that.
Just like that, you fucking idiot.
I'm gonna keep my eye out for him for sure.
Cool.
I'm going to give him the old follow, actually.
Hit him with that follow, boy.
I'm gonna hit him with the follow. Just to be sure.
My track is going to sound nothing like that.
I'm ready.
I'm probably going to hate it, but we'll see. This is a Quarter Life Crisis by Judah and the Lion.
Oh.
I found these guys because my previous place of employment sucked these dudes so hard. They did so many interviews. They were on like every DVD. And I had one of their tracks, and I was like, this is decent. It's a decent track. They're a country band from Nashville, Tennessee, is what they describe themselves as. But they definitely had a track on one of the work DVDs where they were fucking rapping over it, like a 90s hip-hop beat. And I was like, wow, I kind of hate this. Yay for versatility, but fuck this.
This is country?
I'm getting more of like folk. A Mumford and Sons kind of
Yeah, it's
vibe
definitely folky, not country. Yeah. I think they just call themselves. Yeah, their 2017 album was Folk Hop and Roll.
Oh. Stop.
Right up your alley.
I think they're trying to go for a fusion sound.
Probably.
I'm not sure if that's...
Like sardines and peanut butter.
My favorite treat.
Nothing's better on a cracker.
My sardine and pumpkin hummus.
Oh, boy. Sardines and mayo.
Stop. Well, I like sardines.
Do you like mayo?
No.
You don't want a mayo fountain? You dip your sardines in it?
I don't.
Oh, my God. I'll buy you a mayo fountain.
They're swimming. They're already swimming.
I want
in
that hot peanut butter fountain for Christmas, guys.
What about guys peanut butter and mayo?
No.
You ever had a peanut butter and mayo sandwich?
Try it grilled.
They're really good.
Peanut like butter and mayo. People used to do that back in the day?
I don't know.
My mom was telling me something about that. They'd put mayo and peanot butter together.
That's bullshit. No, that's not true.
They would eat shit like mustard and fucking hardtack. Like they didn't have any idea what flavor was back then. They would just eat whatever the fuck they could put in their mouth.
You realize in Australia that you eat Vegemite.
That's just true.
Isn't that like the saltiest?
It's just salt
spread.
Turned into slime.
Yeah. I'd try it.
I've tried it.
Oh, really?
It's very salty. Yeah. Very fucking salty.
Probably make my fucking blood pressure go crazy. Fucking kill myself.
Suicide via Vegemite. Just eating it by the handful.
I'm finna end it all.
Just crying the whole time.
Tears pouring down your face, Vegemite down your shirt.
Everywhere.
Just naked in the bathtub with just tons of empty cans of Vegemite. This is not how I want my friends to find me.
Would you
That would be a horrible scene to walk into.
Oh, God.
Just a bunch of fucking benching my balls.
Ooh, gross.
Because I've seen any of the like YouTube videos where people just cover themselves completely with something.
Yes.
Like one of the ones with ice cream one.
What?
That was a funny one.
What are you talking about?
Oh, dude, I gotta show you this later.
You haven't been on that part of YouTube, have you?
What's the name of this video?
No, I tried to stray pretty far from YouTube, honestly. It's gotten so
YouTube
weird.
YouTube is...
Just type in ice cream covered man. Yeah, it should just pop up.
YouTube has always been my guilty
superhero. The ice cream covered man.
Yeah,
I'm here to slip on dairy.
It's an ad, actually. It's an ad for Little Baby's Ice Cream. This is special time.
Little Baby's Ice Cream. Is that like the rapper's brand?
It's the creepiest video.
Here you go.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
Let's get a little glimpse of that.
Oh, I don't like that.
This is art.
Just completely covered in ice cream except for his
lips
and eyeballs. Oh, God, it's so gross.
I absolutely hate this.
Yeah, he's spooning ice cream off of himself. And then eating it while staring at the camera. And there's a guy that you can't hear who's talking very sensually about Little Baby's ice cream.
This is my favorite kind of ASMR.
All right, I'm done with this. I don't like that.
Anyway, back to fucking music.
Yeah, Little Baby's ice cream. Check it out. Sponsored.
Sponsor us, I guess.
Sponsor us.
I'll do one of those videos.
You're
gonna,
like,
sponsor
give Morley what nightmares.
That was really nightmare fueled. Like, I really did not like that.
The whole thing was weird, but it was the face he was making and like the eye contact.
I would suck if you had sleep paralysis.
Oh,
he's fucking,
that's who you see in the corner of your room.
There. Oh my God. Morley's about to have a fucking heart attack.
Oh my God.
I know Chris is going to be fucking dreaming about for the next week.
That does happen to me sometimes, and I have very traumatic dreams.
No shit. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. Hopefully that does not happen to you.
Oh my God.
Call me if it does.
Yeah.
He won't be able to. He'll be in sleep paralysis.
Yeah, like, he's going to give you a call like 4 in the morning, like crying, like, Zach, you fucking piece of shit.
And I'm just going to be laughing. I'm going to be laughing so hard.
God damn it.
I hope you nut on your own face.
And like, your back goes out.
Like, I don't want you to hurt. I don't want you to get hurt, but I want something to happen to you that just demeans you. I'm not going to
slip in the bathtub, you fuck.
I hope you slip on your Vegemite in the bathtub. I'm going to pass on Quarter Life Crisis. I didn't hate it.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It was a little folky jam.
Yeah, it was.
Nah, it was all right.
I have one of their songs saved, I think, and I'll stick with that.
Yeah,
that's fine. Right.
It's all you need.
This is also going to be a folk song, I think.
Yes. This is "Don't Fuck With My Money" by Mystery Skulls.
Bring in the mandolin, boy.
Jesus.
Not what you expected.
Nope.
Not at all.
No.
I was expecting mandolins. Who's Mystery Skulls?
Are you doing the research?
I'm trying.
I'm doing a little digging.
Oh, I actually like this.
He was born in Venezuela. Spent most of his childhood in Toronto. Oh man,
that's a save.
He lived above a video store, teaching himself English by consuming horror and sci-fi epics.
I love it.
That's sick. He relocated to Dallas and joined Kublai Khan.
What you just said reminded me, I have a coworker that's learning English from Game of Thrones.
Nice.
That's like the worst show to learn English from.
Yeah. You're just like, hey friend, how are you doing?
You killed her! You murdered her children! You raped her!
God.
Yeah, people should usually start with something like Friends or something.
Yeah,
like that,
right.
You know?
You would think.
Game of Thrones. So he's learning like proper English.
Yeah, right.
And he's walking around. Dost thou bat thy eyes at me?
I told him, I was like, you should watch South Park instead.
No.
He's yet to do that.
No.
Tell him to watch Arthur the Aardvark, but only the episode where he punches DW.
Just that one over and over.
That's it.
I told you not to touch it.
Turns into Super Saiyan. Have you seen that video?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's really good.
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't.
Save it after the cast. Every time you're here, we have memes and videos to watch afterwards.
Me?
Yes.
Sorry.
That's not a complaint. It's not a complaint at all.
Yeah, it's good. It's we're culturing.
That's how we came up with the idea for a Christmas episode.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what are you guys doing that?
Christmas.
On Christmas?
Yeah, fuck your family's podcast.
You're right.
I get to add my favorite Christmas track now. It's 4 seconds long. It's a video.
Sleigh ride slap.
Oh my god, the sleigh ride slap. That shit slaps so hard. Both literally and figuratively.
Oh, that should go before a breakdown.
It should.
Did you guys want to like rough track like a shitty Christmas EP?
Let's do it.
Just do like a fucking slam Christmas EP. Yeah. Just throw a bunch of samples in there.
Sure. Yeah, we'll do it.
Maybe a lot of fun. Yeah,
with a little bit of rap in there. Just like
just a tiny bit. Yeah,
that's up to you. Some trip of flow. I know you guys really like that track, and I enjoyed it. I don't know where to put it. I might not save it.
Well, hey.
Different strokes for different folks.
To each their own, man.
Is that a save for you guys?
I like any kind of stroke.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking
about. Jesus. Yeah, I'd save it. I think that was pretty jammy.
I can't think of what it reminds me of, but I don't know. I love it. I'm fun. I'm saving it.
Just makes me think I'm like sauntering down the street. I just feel like I'm sauntering down
absolutely.
The street.
Absolutely. Really I feel like you're wearing bell bottoms though.
Yeah. That's it. I'm just stoked on life. It's kind of like fish eyed, you know, so my legs are really long. Right.
Speaking of fish eye, remember when fucking bands back in the day would always get the camera and with the fisheye lens.
Always.
They had to be fisheye.
Everything had to be fisheye.
If you scroll far enough in my Facebook, there's plenty of photos of me in a fisheye lens. Yep.
I was trying so hard to get a camera with fisheye lens for Hydrokill back in the day.
Yeah.
So hard. But then I had to spend money on drums and stuff.
And that's true. You chose the most expensive instrument, you idiot.
You done goofed there. You should have been a vocalist.
I want to be a vocalist.
Too bad, bitch.
Start your own band.
I'm tired of fucking carrying my drums everywhere.
Hey, at least I'll help you with that.
True.
It's very true. You do more work than John.
Yeah.
Bitch ass. John, if you're listening, fuck you.
John, I helped you more during Hydrokill shows than John did.
I think I did too, maybe. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Anyone
a couple
did.
Cabs.
John would probably be talking to someone and be like, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, never
30
comes.
Minutes later, we're already
it's
done.
PR. That's a vocalist job. You
he wasn't even talking about the band.
Yeah.
He was talking about his
NASCAR.
NASCAR or some shit. Anyways.
John, come on the pod.
Do it.
Okay, this next track I feel like is going to sound more like what I thought that last track was going to sound like.
All right. Mm.
And I'm sure there's plenty of points of discussion here. This is 1 Minute by XXXTentacion.
Oh, no.
Featuring Kanye West and Travis Barker.
And Travis Barker.
Travis Barker wants to be a rapper so bad.
Yeah, he really does.
But
yeah.
He doesn't speak, so he just drums on rap songs.
That is true.
And gets in plane crashes.
Rest in power, DJ. Yeah. I think that's why Blink got back together originally. I think that brought them back together.
Think so?
I think that was the thing.
Yeah, it was.
And then they kicked Tom out anyway. Mm. It's crazy.
We blamed him.
Why is he crazy?
He's addicted to pills, and he's convinced that he was an alien, and he tried to like break into Area 52.
Think about it. We're all aliens.
Yeah, in one way or another. But he thought he was like a space alien.
Oh, we gotta move away from this topic because I've been listening to the last podcast on the left for like 4 days straight. So if we talk about aliens for like 30 more seconds, I'm gonna riff. I'm gonna go off.
Do it. Fucking do it.
The reptilians, man.
We'll save that for Christmas.
Yeah.
Save the reptilians Christmas for Christmas. shouts out Hillary Clinton. This sounds like a bad version of One Day as a Lion. Did you guys ever listen to that project?
Mm-hmm.
It was Zach De La Rocha, the vocalist of Rage Against the Machine. He produced this like heavy, like distorted synth over real drums. I think they got the guy from Mars Volta to play drums. Pretty good.
Yeah.
They dropped one EP. Never did.
You have to check it out.
It's
good.
Yeah,
I didn't even know about that.
It's like the much better version of this.
You want the cookie?
You famous anus?
You want the cookie? You famous anus?
What kind of cookie?
Little famous anus?
The famous anus cookie. That chocolate chunk.
I think we have some.
I prefer chips.
Really?
On it.
chip.
And by we, I mean Ryan's. I might steal it.
I'm a Chips Ahoy boy.
You're a Chips Ahoy kind of guy?
Dude. I'm a Chips Ahoy kind of guy.
Chips Ahoy kind of boy.
I'm more of a Chips boy.
Is that Tentacion?
Yes.
Okay. This is the first time he's been on the track, actually.
It doesn't sound like anything. Mm-hmm.
It's just been Kanye for like the first 2 minutes.
I think so.
Sounds like they're trying to be in a hardcore.
Yeah, I was about to say, it sounds like they're trying to get that mosh. Oh, they are.
Yeah, they are.
They're fucking getting it.
Yeah, this actually goes hard.
When back in the SoundCloud days, Tentacion did have like mixtapes and whatnot where it was alternative to like post-hardcore.
Yeah, this sounds like... Because we talked about this in the pod before. Mm-hmm. Where Tentacion is just... He has tracks and tracks. Miss Muffin was releasing them? Or that's Pete.
That's Pete, yeah.
So someone's releasing Tentacion's music for him, obviously.
Oh. Posthumously.
Yeah, posthumously.
How did he die again?
He got shot up in his car. Leaving a motorcycle story.
All right.
You know what's really sad? Like, I don't keep up with this type of music at all. So when you said XXX Tentacion, I thought about what's that 6ix9ine guy?
Six nine.
Oh my god, trash. That's who I thought of when you said that name. So my brain went to him.
Yeah.
Oh. Anybody listening, rewind 3 minutes and 15 seconds to hear Tristan go. And he's now explained why he made that noise.
Yes. It wasn't Takeshi to 6ix9ine.
No. he's brought up on federal charges. They're going to get his ass.
They got him.
Well, they already got him.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, yep. So, I mean,
he's a bad person.
Fuck him.
Bad things will happen to bad people in an ideal world.
Skittle
head ass.
Shame spiral.
he's going down a shame spiral. Oh, my God.
All right, what's this?
I'm not going to save it. It was interesting enough.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
it got better towards the end.
Right. I'm impressed just that.
That built up, though.
It went hard out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think take Kanye out and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only have the end part.
Yeah. That's it.
I think there's going to be some good artists that listen to this and will do it better.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. But yeah, no save here. Hmm.
At one point, he made a beat out of a Spit It Out by Slipknot. It's pretty sick. I'm not going to lie. Okay. Is this another another trap alternative collaboration?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes.
This is All I Need by Switchfoot.
All caps.
All caps.
Yeah.
Okay.
No switch.
I see the all caps, and this is not what I expect. Yeah, right. All caps, I'm expecting something heavy at the gate.
From Switchfoot?
Just something like at least a little brash, yeah. You know?
It's the only Switchfoot that matters.
No, their bio just says Switchfoot is a Grammy Award winning rock band from San Diego, California. They're a Christian group, right? I feel like they're a Christian group. I was really hoping to be like, all I need is Jesus. Just to answer my question.
You're like, confirmed.
Switchfoot gate confirmed.
Alright, so.
It makes me want to put my hands up and close my eyes.
I know, and praise God.
So, what are your. Both of yours? Hardcore or just music albums of the year? Just things, you know, rack your brain a little bit.
Of this year?
Yeah,
it's been a long year. I kind of have to look at my Spotify.
Yeah, check stuff out. I'm curious.
If you want to know how long this year's been, Black Panther came out in February of this year.
That's crazy.
I'm going to go ahead and say I Am. I think, what's the album called? Hard to Kill?
I Am Hard to Kill.
Wow.
I have plenty of skills and resources.
That album is fucking hard as shit.
I am.
God, I would love to read that in a resume. If I was like hiring sales associates or whatever, he'd be like, I worked retail here at this location. I have this education. I am hard to kill.
Left Behind. Their album, Blessed by the Burn.
Total Retaliation by Terror, of course.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Was True View this year or last year? I think that was last year.
Last year. It was last year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Trivia was sick. Still my album of the year.
Black Tongue.
Black Tongue's album.
Can't,
really
can't go wrong with Black Tongue.
I was shocked by that album. Listening through it front to back. Like, I didn't expect them to actually have, like,
evil. Oh, that new Currents EP.
Currents?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got a track from their, on my release radio. I was going to throw it on here, too.
Dude, Into Despair was the first single. And, I Let the Devil In is the name of the EP. Nice. But yeah, the first track, I Let the Devil In, just drew me in immediately. And yeah, the rest of the album lived up to the hype.
It's
all I can think of right now. I mean, I know there's been Vane? Plenty more. Oh yeah, that was on repeat thoughts. Like the first week for me.
I'm not on the hype train with Vane.
Yeah, I kind of fell off with him, but when that album came out, I was all about it.
Was Turnstile's album this year or last year?
It was, I believe, this year.
Oh, God, that's a good fucking album.
That is
album.
A good fucking album.
That's got to go up there.
Dude.
That fucking riff.
Were you playing that earlier?
Yes, I was.
I for sure heard that through my door.
Oh, don't want me around. That,
oh, fucking
that
moon.
Is stuck in my head all the time.
They closed with that.
It is so good.
It's just like a straight punk track.
I know,
I love it. It's so fun.
Oh, and Traitors.
It's so different. Oh, Traitors.
Traitors.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a good album.
Oh, story so far.
I wasn't huge on it.
I loved it.
Yeah. I feel like I think
I like older stories so far more, but
yeah, I think it'll grow on me if I listen to it. They're definitely like maturing.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Maturing.
Yeah, wow.
I'm maturing. Are you saving Switchfoot? The shit slap?
No.
Didn't slap.
Did not slap. It was I don't need it.
I'm sorry to do it back to back, so we'll get into my track. this is Trash Bat by AFI.
AFI?
Yes.
I broke down. It's so
I like. I low key love AFI. That when we worked together, Tristan, Will and I would always repeat the fucking. They had a track that's so catchy. It was like my song of the year, but I didn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
17 Crimes.
I don't think I listened to that.
I'll play it for you later.
Okay.
God, it's such a good track. It's so catchy. It's so sugary. It's such bullshit. But I love it. AFI will always be catchy to me. Little edgy semi-goth kid from middle school is always going to like AFI. My trash bag. It's a trash bag.
Yeah, what is a trash bag?
I don't know. It's my own.
At first, I thought you said trash boat.
Well, trash boat. That album, was that this year?
Yes, that was a great Crown Shyness was really fucking good.
God, that's so good.
Crown Shyness.
Okay, we were really riding that album.
So solid.
Yeah.
What was Dan Watson's band?
Lifeboats.
Earth?
Lifeboats.
Mixing them up.
Enterprise Earth?
Enterprise.
Infinite Annihilator.
Oh, yeah, not that Dan Watson.
Oh, dude.
Dan Watson.
Infinite Annihilator tracks and demos are like being leaked.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, playing some of them on their streams and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
They sound pretty disgusting.
I wouldn't expect that.
Exactly.
Can you Infinite Annihilator. It's...
Oh. And Red Fog by Orbit Culture.
I have not listened to that.
They are hard. Swedish death
metal. Swedish death metal.
They are insane.
Swedish death metal.
From the homeland.
From the homeland.
It's their number one export.
You know, Zach got me hit to them the other day. Virgo.
Yeah, not me.
And
the only member of Gradual Slip at the moment that's not here.
Yes.
Sorry, guy. Come on soon.
Come on the pod. But they jam. Yeah, get Zach on the pod.
Get Zach on the pod. Zach, come on the pod.
There can only be one. On,
Zach. Is he K there can or only be is he K or H?
K.
He's K?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know.
Yeah,
he's already dumb as shit.
Your parents named you that? Idiot.
Fucking stupid.
Is it bad that when you first said, like, is it K or H? I was like, ketamine or heroin? Like, I'm the last person to, like, think that kind of thing.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I hate myself.
Yes.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna skip Trash Bat.
Tim.
It was all right.
It was okay.
It was an AFI punky track. Whatever.
Yeah.
They have a discography big enough that at this point I know where to go if I want that.
Yeah,
right.
Secretly in my headphones with my door locked.
Exactly.
The Box fire stays inside.
I have decently high hopes for the next track.
Yeah, me too. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
This is Aeon by Crystal Lake.
Aeon.
Oh, this is a good song.
Is it?
It's about a shit on your brain.
Is it going to shit worse than Machina?
Machina is going straight poop.
It's shit on my brain. And, oh, if you watch the music video for this thing, too.
The music videos are the new fucking... Music videos are like a new art form, honestly.
Are they cool again?
Music in general. Dude, everyone has to put on music videos now. And I don't watch hardly as many.
Jesus.
Oh, but wait till you get like about like 2 minutes into the song.
They're from Tokyo, Japan.
Yeah, man.
I love.
They have a Limp Bizkit cover.
Yeah, I heard that. What song?
Rolling.
Keep on rolling, baby.
I would have done break shit.
Yeah.
Break stuff? Dude,
so many people have. There's been a couple of things I've done.
Really?
Oh, fucking. Ooh. It was the band because they did a cover and they featured Orion from A Dying Arms.
It was. I know. No, they had Lauren Cashin up there too. They played it at Sona one time.
Animus the Kirk.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think I've heard that.
The dude's ears were huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it must occur.
And it must occur. I just remember like hearing the cover
fucking
for the first time.
Behind them.
Fucking. I was like, holy fuck.
I'm ripping Beyblades, baby.
Ripping fucking Beyblades, boy.
Wow.
It's a meat grinder right there.
Holy shit. These guys got insanely good.
Yes.
Oh, right here.
The mic is in his throat.
Is that sub bass? Dude, that's the fucking... Someone made... Oh, God, what's his name? Joey Sturgis. Oh,
I know who you're talking about.
Where you just, oh, it's a sample patch where you play notes and it just blast beats.
I had the same reaction.
For some reason, I'm not really impressed.
It's just
ridiculous.
Stupid. Yeah, it's just stupid. It's funny.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. It's stupid.
It's literally ridiculous for the sake of being ridiculous.
Exactly. It's just ridiculous.
Just like with Machina, I feel like people went up to him and be like, you guys should be heavier. You're not heavy enough. I'm like, okay, let's be stupid then.
Right. He's like, I'm not heavy enough.
Fine.
Yeah.
Don't appreciate our actual prog writing, so we're not going to be prog anymore. We're going to be stupid. I'm kind of here for it. It's different enough.
I would definitely love to listen to the rest of this stuff. Yeah.
No, definitely, if this interests you, definitely check out their first two... The Sign, their first album, and whatever the second one is, True North.
Some little synth in the background. That means it's going into something.
Yeah, it is.
We should have more music.
Aeon is from Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to save that, personally. It was fun.
That's a save.
It was a fun boy. His gurgles going into that last break were fucking stupid.
Oh, dude, when I first heard that, I was like,
what?
God. It's so gross. Because they used to be just like straight, like North Lane worship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? We're going to get dumb. Let's get dumb, boys.
They always had like kind of a Ghost Inside-ish vibe, though.
Yeah. They had like a hardcore kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so this is a whole new sound for them.
A little bit. It's got some like influence from their older stuff.
Right, because I remember Zach shared it with us through Messenger, but I never got the chance to listen to it. So that was actually my first time listening to it.
Me too.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah, I thought they were new, but apparently they have two albums already.
Yeah, they're kind of new. They're fairly. Japanese, so they're still like breaking into the US music scene.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and being in this genre, you drop music so quickly because the shelf life is so short. Right. You need to stay relevant.
Yeah.
Drop an album every year or people forget your name.
That's true. It's pretty sad.
I feel like you have to call a band new until they're like 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
It's like when you release your sophomore album, you're not new anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even then, I still think like Knockaloose is new.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, they're pretty much new. So
yeah, no.
I mean, now they're like one of the biggest national acts. Like,
yeah. At the same time,
from locals to national acts, so.
Still knew that. Yeah. All right, I guess we're moving forward.
Yeah.
I do not expect this to sound anything like the last track. This is "We Appreciate Power" by Grimes and Hana.
I just saw the age of the second artist, and I thought it was Halsey for a second.
Fuck. That'd be some weird shit. Mm. Grimes is Canadian, I think? She's like an anti-pop artist.
Anti-pop just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
I'm here for it, 100%. Grimes has been doing it, like, low-key for, like a long time.
Yeah.
She just had, like a niche fan base, and now she's, like, actually starting to get big.
That's good. Yeah, I'm digging this.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, she's Canadian.
Yeah.
This is sick.
She has some other songs that are really good. There's one track, I think it's probably her top track. It's called Kill the Main. It's about a time-traveling transvestite vampire. It's pretty sick. Shit slaps. Wow. It's really hype.
Hell yeah.
It's definitely a different vibe than this, but it's still really good. I don't know who Hana is, unless that's Diva.
She's a straight-edge vegan.
I don't doubt it.
Give me her number.
12.
This riff, this reminds me of something.
Oh, you know what? You're right, hold on. Why do I want to say like Marilyn Manson?
I can definitely get that industrial vibe.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Or like Rob Zombie.
Living Dead Girl?
Maybe.
It's the Bendy Boys.
Yeah.
Hana's from Montana.
Montana?
Dang.
I'm a geography dunce. Where's Montana?
They have, like, tornadoes.
Are you sure?
It's in the Midwest. I looked at the map on our wall thinking that Montana would be on there. Yes.
Where in Australia is Montana? Where in Australia is Carmen Sandiego?
Montana borders Canada. Am I wrong? I'm probably wrong.
I couldn't tell you.
Geography sucks.
I know some geography, but I have no idea.
I don't know
borders
anything.
Canada.
Nice. Do you think they just like sent the tape to each other, like threw it over the border?
I think so.
like bitch, jump on this. All right, cool.
There's been like four very distinct sections in this song that have all kind of faded, like merged together really well.
Very different. If I skip back a minute, it would sound nothing like this. If I skip back 2 minutes, it would also sound nothing like this.
This song's sick. I really like her voice.
She's a little different. She's got a high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
It's cool. She's cool. She's a weird girl.
Grimes. Come on the pod.
Please. Come on the pod. We have filtered water.
Yes, we do.
Zach might bring two cigarettes.
I'm drinking it right now.
Is that pure?
Zach did not bring in a Baja Blast for everyone, though.
Endorse these guys, Taco Bell, please.
Yeah. And us guys, too.
Yes, endorse Gradual Slip. Let them shit their pants on stage every time they play.
I'm trying to.
Just endorse Gradual Slip, and we'll get the trickle down. Yes. We'll get the trickle down for sure.
Let me drink your Baja Blast snack.
Let me drink your Baja Blast piss water.
Let me drink your Baja backwash.
Please stop.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's fucking gross. Man, when did I lose all my shame?
When you started hanging out with me.
Yeah, I pretty much gave no fucks at that point, I'm pretty sure.
We appreciate that.
Indeed. Almost give me some like Nine Inch Nails vibes.
Yeah, me too.
Definite 90s industrial kind of shit, early 2000s. Hit that nail on the head.
fast.
Yeah, it's pretty fast.
I'm trying to think about like what I want to do while listening to this song, but I can't.
Out of town.
Want to listen to it kind of, or like drive.
I just want to make a stank face. Move my head.
This would be a good cruising jam.
Oh, yes.
Pretty tough.
Have you heard jammed this?
No.
Yeah.
It's my first time listening. I know there's some like tie up with Grimes' label for a while. She hasn't released new music in probably far too long.
Yeah.
So she's coming back strong, I guess. Yeah. Pretty stoked about that. I have already saved it.
Ditto.
Grimes is sick. Now I might look into Hana.
Yeah. She's got 945,000 monthly listeners, so I guess...
Fuck.
She's,
Fuck. Fuck. Oh, man. Yeah.
Is she Korean?
Who?
Hana? I think Hana.
She's from Montana.
Well...
Montana, Korea?
Where in Korea is Montana? It borders Canada, supposedly.
I'm just saying, well, this EP is in Korean, so...
That's quite possible.
True.
I'm telling you, it is Diva.
It's Diva.
That's Diva's name, Hana.
Yeah, Hana.
The dude was yelling that when she went out to fight alone. He's just like, Hana, you're doing it by yourself. She's like, I can't do it on my own.
She's like, I know. I can handle this.
And then she did do it on her own.
Chill.
Chill, please. God. Oh, man. So the heaviness of that amplified by 10 is what I expect for your next track.
Psychophrenia. Last 10 seconds of life.
Straight out the gate. It's just like it's such a sophisticated face. You're like, interesting.
The beatdown is good.
I too like blast beats.
I fucking hated their last album.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, because that was when they came back after like their vocalist left, and I think other members left too.
I don't know. I don't remember. All I know is that I guess I was. I saw like a YouTube documentary or something of them playing when they were first started, I guess. And they seemed like really genuine. They were just like playing like parts and shit,
yeah.
Like extreme music.
Right.
Just like the three dudes, right? So I don't know what happened to them afterwards, but.
Yeah.
I definitely like this more than that album.
Yeah, dude. Soulless Hymns. That's what it was called.
Yeah.
This is like.
I'm ripping Beyblades.
Yeah. What's that album that they came out with like the red skeleton on the beach?
Lost Hymns.
God, I wish it was called Red Skeleton Soulless. On the Beach.
Soulless Hymns.
Like, make this as literal as possible.
Yeah, please. Or maybe Know Your Exits. That's the first one.
Is it the one with the box on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Soulless Hymns.
Oh.
That came out in 2015?
Dude, we're old. I thought that was their new stuff. Their background
photo. It was like right after this album, they lost their vocalist.
Oh, shit.
And that dude's vocals was tough.
Yeah, he was disgusting. They have one track on their album, and Viva X Viva, Fertile Steps, has like one of the nastiest screams I've ever heard in my life. It's just fucking good.
I mean, if you just play the box, God.
What's in the box?
What's in the fucking box?
What's in the box?
Or not, Matt.
Oh, I hope it's a guy.
A dick or no dick?
Oh, we're taking risks here.
Yeah.
It's 50-50. It's either cat or a dick.
Is it flash or the heart?
I'll
never know.
So how do you think he's holding up the box?
I like that part.
Like, it's so stressful for all these beatdown bands to keep reinventing the same four notes.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what order hasn't been done yet?
Yeah, right. This world is where the hostility
bred with hate. Oh. Like, now that Black Tongue's black metal.
Yeah, I was about to say.
We'll be Black Tongue now.
Psychophrenia.
What is psychophrenia?
I did enjoy that.
Let's find out.
It was decent. I don't think I'm going to save it. I have a couple tracks saved for them already, and I remember them making me shit my pants, so I think I'll stick to that for now.
Psychophrenia is not a word.
Oh. Amazing.
That's the most beatdown shit I've ever heard. It's the most like kids in a metal band thing. Like,
yeah, right.
Let's put some dumb words together. Well, let's call ourselves Hydra Kill.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
I'm done.
Fucking A.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Spell with a Y.
Spell with a Y. 10th grade, Zach, Tim, Rohan. It's like, yeah, we like that better.
Yeah,
it's yeah, I think we were, it was either that or Into Insanity, I think it was, we were going to call ourselves.
We are Into Insanity.
Yeah.
We were trying to be thrash.
Of course, I can tell by
that.
Did
I tell you that? Yeah. That didn't end up well.
Oh, boy.
Fuck, dude.
Sorry to peg you like that.
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, man. Are
Don't
we saving?
Say you didn't like it.
Yeah, this is true. You liked the pegging. Mm-hmm. Do we like Psychophrenia? Are we saving it is the real question.
I'm going to save it just because I want them to know that I enjoy this direction they're going. That's
you're really fixing yourselves up.
Yeah. That's my save says. I appreciate the effort. Nice. I appreciate y'all's effort. And I'll enjoy it.
That's generous of you. That's very nice.
Was that a single?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so they haven't released an album yet.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, well,
correct.
Well, just wait until the album comes out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're watching the last 10 seconds
away.
We're waiting.
Pretty y'all.
God. All right, we're going to close this out.
Do it too.
I probably already know how this sounds. This is Ruby by Matt Karekis. Matt Karekis is the singer of Citizen.
Yes.
Is it Karekis? Karekis? Karekis?
I believe so.
That was Karekis.
Karekis. Look how much he's geeking on with his fucking band page. He's like, hey.
Wow, he's got some big teeth.
I'm Matt.
They're not like ridiculously oversized. You know,
he's got some biggins.
he's got some teeth, for sure.
Yeah. He sounds sad.
When is he not sad?
This is also true. He's a great A sad boy. Oh, hit that tambourine, bitch. Hell yeah.
We're all air playing tambourines here. Yeah. The listeners. Yep. We've been playing air tambourine and
we've been staying playing air tambourine. You know, we keep that thang on us.
Keep that jangle strapped.
Keep that jangle strapped. If I remember correctly, Matt Karekis is like a big dude. I think I watched a video of him.
He got smaller.
He got smaller.
Yeah. Well, they opened up for that Story So
He's
Far show.
He's losing his power.
He's a lot thinner now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely saw a video of him throwing a dude off the stage.
But he's still, like, pretty built, you can tell.
Mm-hmm. He's cutting down. He's slimming down.
Yeah.
Nice. Good for him.
Maybe he's got someone taking care of him in the music industry.
Probably.
Or just tons of jokes.
Also that.
Or that.
Yeah. I know that he helped write a song on that new Story So Far.
Oh, nice.
I think it was Take Me As You Please.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
They definitely seem like they're going more of like a Citizen kind of direction in that kind of Bouncing Closure Citizen kind of that Pencil Tucky sound.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
Like shoegazy influence.
I've always liked his voice. I did not know he had that kind of range though. I didn't know he was able to go a little bit higher like that.
This doesn't sound like him to me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
It's interesting.
You can still tell it's him, you know?
His inflections and whatnot.
Yeah.
He's a specific guy.
Yeah.
The drums are good, then.
Oh, yeah.
Hear that hard stop? I don't see him much anymore. But things have changed since you've been gone. Maybe we learned the hard way. Or maybe God, I wish he was hitting China right now. I feel like it'd be a slice of life movie.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not threatened by this song.
Going away to college.
I'm gonna miss this song.
You'll miss me, but I need to grow as a person. You know, I'll always come back home.
Roll credits. Fuck.
God damn it.
That's staying in. That's not being edited out.
Yes, keep that in. What was that even?
That was starting over at the beginning of the playlist, I think.
Well, I guess.
That was Ruby.
That was Ruby by Matt Karekis. I am going to save it because I hate myself.
I'm not.
Hell yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I guess we're at that point where we need to choose the MVP, boys.
The MVP?
Yeah. Because we're going to have to have our big battle of 2018.
Yeah, okay. You guys want to see what we got here? Let's.
Yes, please.
We'll go ahead and highlight. I got 4 pages here.
Yeah, we literally went through all of our episodes to get the MVPs from every episode.
Yeah, so we got the best songs from each of our episodes, the release radars and the weekly discovers, right? Mm-hmm. We got them all listed out. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we're going to bracket them into release radar division, weekly discover division, and we're going to pit them against each other and decide what was the best song of the year.
Ooh.
According to the songs that we listened to, you know. So now we got to decide this week's.
We have to do our part.
Yeah. You guys gotta help us.
Okay.
Yeah, it's up to we as in collective.
Of
collective.
Course.
Sick.
So just to go through what we had again, we had Shame Spiral, Blue Stabe, Bad Rabbits, Ocean Grove, Judah and the Lion, Mystery Skulls, XXXTentacion, Switchfoot, AFI, Crystal Lake, Grimes featuring Hana, The Last 10 Seconds of Life, and Matt Karekis.
I think Grimes featuring Hana.
I think I'm going Grimes too.
Yeah, I'm going Grimes.
Yeah, that's unanimous.
God, that's so easy.
Yeah, she fucking ripped it.
Definitely.
That was...
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, after, you know... I mean, I would say, like, you know, The Last 10 Seconds of Life or like Crystal Lake, but
they just weren't as good as
as good as Grimes.
Yeah.
You should have seen us. We'd spend like 10, 15 minutes on like certain episodes and be like, oh, but was it this?
Oh, yeah.
And this time it's just like Grimes.
Yeah, it's very easy.
I think that track might get far in the brackets, yeah, depending on who it's pit against.
I'm pretty sure. For sure.
I'm excited to see which one was the best.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm dying too.
You guys should have a raffle.
I feel like we might need to get opinions.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we're going to have to get
you think in a raffle.
Raffle?
What are we raffling off?
Yeah,
I don't know. Your jewel. Like,
a raffle.
No. I'll raffle off my collection of empty jewel pods.
The Baja jewel pods.
These touched my mouth.
I'd buy them.
It's a raffle. You don't have to pay. You just have to
I'd
win.
I'd still buy them.
It's a pay for tickets.
Well, I appreciate that. The raffle tickets. That's
the raffle
true.
Tickets. All right. Most valuable song of the week. Grimes and Hana.
We appreciate power.
Fuck yeah.
Because we all do appreciate power. Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start running our outro track while you guys give us a little slice again of what you're into. A shameless plug. And this track cannot be found on Spotify. Not yet.
Not yet.
Very soon, though.
Very soon, though.
Yeah, it will be.
This is just a rough track.
This song is called POV. It is the opening track to our debut EP called Distorted. We are really excited. We put a lot of work into it over this year, and we just can't wait to put it out so we can start playing shows finally.
Let's say, I want to see you gig this shit.
Yeah.
And who are you guys again?
Gradual Slip is the name.
Hell, that's the name. not Granite State.
Nope.
Gradual.
Yes.
Slip.
Don't mix it up. Even though I know everyone will.
Really? I don't think so.
Maybe.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, it's happened.
It's
a lot
and
already.
It's gonna keep happening.
The Grad Slip.
Even Tim and Alfonso call their band Gradual Slip sometimes.
And I've said Granite State.
And he calls
for us
Granite State.
It's horrible.
Well, shit.
Who takes responsibility for this?
It's gonna
should become like GS1, GS2. We're gonna have to make a name. We're gonna have to say,
we want to do a split with Mel.
Yeah, we really want to do a split.
The GS split.
Yeah, like a two tracks each or something.
Can you do it in the GameStop font?
I'm down.
Yes.
I think it'd be good.
Yeah, we were talking about like what if we did like merch where we did crossovers, kind of like Burials and Counterparts did. Mm-hmm. You know,
but I didn't
like
see
that. Like how structures and volumes are supposed to be.
Yep.
Shit.
They man, what did they? I forget how they combined the album names, but it was really cool how they did it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we would just do it like Gradual State or like Granite Slip.
Granite Slip. Don't you hate it when you granite slip?
Oh, I don't hate it.
Puerto Rico, they're a gradual state.
They're a gradual state. Oh no, god damn it. Fuck. All right, well, this has been Release Radar 21. Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Did you guys have fun? How do you feel?
Oh
yeah.
I feel good every time I'm with you guys.
I feel like it's definitely a lot more fun when you have another, you know, guest.
Yeah, it was cool
when
doing
this.
When
you have two guests, it's like, it's a bit much, but...
In the best way.
Are you overwhelmed? Best way.
Absolutely.
A lot more memes. A lot more laughs.
Absolutely. Many more memes.
It's a great time.
Memes aplenty.
Perfect. Yes. All right, my name is JD Myers.
I am Chris Morley.
I'm Tristan Gleason.
And I'm Zach Mustafa.
Bon voyage, nerds.
Thanks for joining us.